of Hashem Eloine Mamre. Hashem appeared to him in Eloine Mamre. He, Avram, sat by the opening of the tent by the heat of the day. So Rashi says, why does it say Be'eloine Mamre? Hu shenosan le'etza al hamila. He was the one that gave him the etza on the bris mila. L'fichach nigla'i lov b'chelkei. Hashem was megala himself to Avram in the chelik of Mamre. So the famous question is this, is it shaykh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mila, and Avram Avinu has to go eitzes, ask eitzes by a goy, should I do it, should I not do it? Avram, mamish, the one that was the beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who showed his emunah throughout, and here he has to go ask an eitzah. So the Maral, Miprag, in Gur Aryeh, he says, Demis says that Avram Avinu did not have any sveikis whatsoever, b'negei being mekayim the mitzvah of bris mila. So why did he take an Eitzah? Because he didn't want that if he's Mekayim the Bris Mila, so the Leitzanim or the scoffers will say, yeah, he hopped an attack. You know, Hashem told it to him suddenly. He didn't think it through. He didn't make any Yishuv Hadas on it. And he went straight and he did it. So Avraham Avinu wanted to show that this wasn't, on the spur of the moment thing. It wasn't done by some foreign attack that he had. That he thought it over very well. And he went and he asked Eitzes and he talked it over, whatever. And Lacha Kalamais, he decided to do it. And Mamre, to his credit, he gave him the Eitzes a year to do it. So Mimele, who should know some Eitzes all on meal, so that he got schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in his chelik. Of a chas v'sholem to think that Avraham Avinu was mesupik and he had to ask an Eitzes from Mamre. Similarly, Zokta Maral, by the Akedah, it says that it took Avraham Avinu 3 days. By Yom HaShlishi, by Yisra Avraham Esenov, it took him 3 days to get there. One would think that Avraham Avinu should have Tzitzis HaDerech. Why should it take such a long time to get there? He's being Mekayim, such a Gevaldige Mitzvah. Let him have that Siyata D'Shmaya. And the same Teretz is Chal over here. That is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to see that Avraham Avinu didn't do it at the spur of the moment. He had 3 days to think it over. He traveled for 3 days, he had the Yishuv Hadas, and Afal Pikein, and the emphasis is that the Sultan tried doing everything to dissuade him, and Afal Pikein. He was Mekayim the Akedah, and that's why it took 3 days. Those are the morale of here. V'hu yoshev Pesach ha'oil kichayim ha'yayim. The Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Dav Peivov, says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu had tzar, that there are no orchim, so he brought Malachim, the Dmus of Anoshim. So you have to understand, what was the pshat? Why did Avraham Avinu have tzar? He had tzar that there was no Orchim. He came to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. I mean, during the year, my mitzvah that I came to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah or the Mitzvah of Matzah, if there's no Mitzvah, there's no Mitzvah. If there's no Orchim and there's no need, so what's there to have tzar for? Secondly, what Tayelus was there in sending the Malachim, since there was no need for it? So Avraham Avinu wasn't really Mekayim and Mitzvah anyway. So it was time of fake, just to make him feel good. What's the pshat? So Shlomo Haim and Zechet Tzadik Levracha says that Avraham Avinu's Achnosis Orchim had two purposes. Purpose number one, like Chazal say, Vayita Eishel, the Muvadi had Kavona to do chasodim with the hungry people and people that needed a place to stay. He also wanted to teach them the word of Hashem. He used to bring them food. And afterwards, he used to say, "Nu, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu." What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then he taught them the name of Hashem. So that is number one. Number two, he wanted to also be Mechanach de Welt in Achnosis Orchim. If they would see how Isaac he is in Achnosis Orchim, how Isaac he is in Chesed, so they too would take that on. The Dor HaMabel perished because of the selfishness, because of the egotism, that they only cared about themselves. And the emes is it reflected even on Noach, because Noach, there was a time on Noach why he didn't intercede on me, why didn't he daven for them more. The pasuk says, "Ki mei Noach hoyses oisli." The Noach is a shtickle blame for it, right? So Avraham Avinu wanted to change the concept of the world. He wanted to plant in the world the meaning of caring for somebody else and doing chesed. And he led by example. So besides the fact that he wanted to do chesed with others, he wanted to teach others chesed. So Melo over here, even though there wasn't a need for chesed because there was no Archim there. But Avraham Avinu missed the fact that he could teach others the inyan of chesed. That Lamaisa wasn't here. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Archim. Even though Lamaisa, they didn't need it, and even though Lamaisa, he wasn't the kind of mitzvah of Achnosis Archim, of that chelik of it, L'chala Paras, to teach others that others should see, Dosia, that was Mekuyim. So Shlomo Hyman says that when a person comes and davens B'tzibur, or a person comes and he learns in a tzibur and a shir, he's doing two things. Number one, he's gaining for himself ruchnius. And number two, he's also helping others, because the more people that attend, side the davening, side the learning, it's a chizuk for others, and it adds to the ruach of the learning. So maybe he says, sometimes the fellow at night, you know, he wants to go to a shir, but he's dozing off a shtickle, and you know, the eyes are closing, and he's not going to really cop much from the shir. See, even though Mitzan himself, you know, he might not be getting so much from the shir, but the fact that he's there, he's giving chizuk to it. That's what he says, Benegeya, this inyan. It's a gevaldig, gevaldig. Shleimahayim, says, yeah. Vayika chema v'cholov, he took chema and cholov u'ben ha-bokar asherosa. And the cow that he made. So Rashi says, what does it mean asherosa that he prepared? The Lashon asherosa is interesting. It's curious. Like what's that? It sounds like u'ben ha-bokar asherosa, the cow that he made. So there's a Sefer Torah Or. So we'll go down from the Sefer Torah Or. That brings a rye from over here to a shayla. There's a shayla in the Sforim, if an animal that was created through Sefer HaYetzirah, is there an Isser Rebosser V'cholov on the meat? Today it's grounded, yeah, other things, they don't have these genetics creating meat, right? Yeah, so there is a shayla, you know, is Rebosser V'cholov on the meat? Yeah. I hear, okay. Over Sefer HaYetzirah, Mamish, it tastes like meat, it feels like meat. Would there be an Isser Bosar V'cholov or not? So the Torah Or wants to bring a raya from this week's parasha. It says, Uben HaBokar Asher Osa. So he says, there's a Zohar HaKadosh that says that Avraham Avinu went to get a bokar and ran away from him. He ran away all to the Maris HaMachpelah. And there, that's when he discovered the Maris HaMachpelah. Adam and Chava were buried there, and from that he wanted to smell the Reich of Gan Eden there. And from that he very much wanted to be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. Of Bebeini Ubeini, he lost the Bakr. So when he came back, he was missing a Bakr. So he created it with Sefer HaYetzirah. And that's shot over here in the post, the Ben HaBakr Asher Asa, the Ben HaBakr that he made. The aisle by Akedah Yitzchak. Anyway, the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, so Malachim complained. The Medrash, that Hashem made the face of Moshe Rabbeinu look like Avraham Avinu, and he says, don't you remember when you were by Avraham, you ate Basar V'cholov? So L'chaira, if you're going to tell me that there is no Isser Basar V'cholov, L'chaira, what was the time against the Malachim? Ma'amina l'chayra, that there is an Isser Abasa v'chalav. That's the raya that this Sefer Torah Or wants to bring. The Torah goes into detail about the fact that when Sarah Imenu heard that she's going to have a child by Titzchak, Sarah Bekir Balemar, is a child that I'm still going to have a child. Now, because Baruch Hu told Avram, long as that Tzorchak or Sarah, why does Sarah live? How come an Eli? Am I going to give birth? And he's a Kanti. How you poleme Hashem Dover? Hashem Atayin is on Sarah. And Sarah said, no, loy tzachakti. Hashem says, loy ki tzachak. Now the Mephoreshim said, but shat Sarah, he may not could deny what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So, there are those that say that Sarah Imenu didn't live outwardly. It was deep down inside. It was a tiny little Nekuda of doubt. Dak adak adain nivdak. Thin, you can't even be boidik. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's boichel above us, was able to see there was a tiny little dot of doubt. She said, loy tzachakti. Hashem said, loy, you did live. But why is the Torah, Pech Techavitz Chaim, why is the Torah, Mayrach, on this Inyan, much to the degradation of Sarah. The Torah is not, it doesn't waste an extra letter. From letters we learn out of Gan Sidrashas. Words. And over here, the Torah Mamash goes into great detail to tell me Sarah Imenu, that was so dedicated. She went through most of the Asar and the Sayings together with Avraham Avinu. She was a tremendous man, menace in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She was greater in the Vu than Avraham. So why does the Torah have to go through this? Zot the Heilu de Chofetz Chaim. The Torah is telling us over here, Maisa of a Sin in the Bun. There's going to come a time when the Golus will go on for a very long time. And Klal Yisrael will already be old and they'll be already worn out from the Golus. And the Yoyle Yisrael are going to say, do tshuvim, be mechasek yourself, because Mashiach is coming soon. And there's going to be those in Klal Yisrael that are going to say, is it shaykh to still give birth to a Mashiach, to a new matziv? I'm already old, I'm worn out, and I don't have the koiches. And some people taina that if in the earlier generations they weren't able to bring Mashiach with their godless, with their greatness, so we will be able to bring Mashiach. So for that, the Torah tells us, and take a look what happened with Sarah. Sarah Imenu, she doubted the Yeshua, and Hashem had time is on it, right? So Mimeil, us, we have to know. Ha'yipolemei, Hashem dover, is anything beyond Hashem to do? Hashem could do anything at any time, if he wants. Nothing is impossible. And Mimeil, we have to be mechazik ourselves in Amunah, we have to be mechazik ourselves despite the hard times, despite the fear that's in the air at the moment, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of doing anything. The Nisim that are coming back from Eretz Yisrael, that they're saying over Mises, Mises, Nisim, Keseder. I mean, you see how many rockets are being fired, and they're not landing, they're going off who knows where. And then they say, one Mice I heard, there's a rocket that went right through a roof and landed in someone's living room, and nothing happened, it didn't explode. You know, in an apartment building. So Shtos are fine. And there's countless Nisim like that are happening. And there's a Maisa that they say over in Nitivot, I don't know if you heard, that terrorists came in and they went out, and they claimed that they saw three people, three Rabbonim. They showed them the pictures of it. They said the Baba Sali, we saw Hamayr, I don't know who the third one was.
Rosh Hashiva.
What?
They said it was the Rosh Hashiva.
We saw Hamayr was the Rosh Hashiva. And the Rav. So, these things are happening, and you hear about these mices, and so how you polay my Hashem dover, is anything impossible from Hashem? So we have to have bitachin, and we have to be mechazik ourselves, and not overly listen to the news that tries to scare us. And that's mamish atzas hayetzer, atzas hayetzer mamish. Yeah, you have a little bit of yetzer, you want to hear what's going on? Fine, but people sometimes lig in the news, makes them depressed, it makes them lose their hope. And that's exactly what the Yetzer Hara wants. That's exactly what the terrorists want. That is their way, modus operandi, to put fear into the hearts of people. And they hope that, you know, that will break us. We have to have tremendous chizuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, ha'yipolei mei Hashem dover, nothing is impossible for Hashem. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Zakas zdoim v'amoyra ki rabba. Screams coming out of Zdoim and Amora are great. The Novi Yecheskel says that the Oynish of Zdoim, that the Oynish of Zdoim came because they were mevatel the mitzvah of Tzedakah. So, Rav Elchanan Wasserman said, it's Avi B'Kodesh L'Brach, he asked the question, we don't find anywhere that the Neinoyach or Muzer on Tzedakah, they're Muzer in Zion mitzvahs. Tzedakah is not part of it. So, if that's the case, why should they get punished for not being the kind of mitzvah of Tzedakah? Where does the Einish come from? Zokr Bolchanan, Alfi, the famous Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital asks, why don't we find midas said mefurish in the Torah? We learn midas from the different nices, mitoch mitzvahs, we learn midas, but the Torah doesn't say befavors the inyan of derech eretz, being an onav and being a rachamon and these things. The Torah does not say befavors. Why not? So Zokr Chaim Vital, because derech eretz comes before the Torah. Derech eretz is a prerequisite for Torah. Before you start learning Torah, you already have to be building your midas. You already have to be working on your midas. That's a prerequisite. If you don't have that, then you're missing the whole foundation for Torah. If B'nai Noyach are going to be Makayim design mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, which L'chaira we learn from the Torah, so then a prerequisite of that is they have to have Derech Eretz. So they weren't punished because they were lacking one of the mitzvahs, they were punished because their whole Zayin mitzvahs was bottled. It was nothing. They were lacking the Derech Eretz, which is the foundation for Torah. And that is why they were punished. Because they had in them Midas Achzorius, and that's Hashchose, and that prerequisite of Chesed Nahava that was lacking, that's why they were destroyed. Chaim Kanievsky says that they weren't punished for not doing tzedakah. They were punished for being mevatel others from doing tzedakah. They might not have a mitzvah being mekayim tzedakah, but having the hashchose of being oikur tzedakah and not letting others do tzedakah, that's a hashchose for which they were punished. Laniyaz Daiti, I'd like to offer another teretz, and that is, how come they were not mekayim the mitzvah, they weren't mitzvah on the mitzvah. But Eretz Yisrael is not soil riches. The famous question he asked by the Rishonim, we know that on Purim, the Gemara says, Mikan Moidor Rabba Loi Raisa. They were forced into keeping the Torah, so we have a big tanya, we were forced into it. So the Gemara, Hagar Kiblu B'Me'achash Ve'ish. They were Makabal it over again B'Me'achash Ve'ish. So fragging the Rishonim, Akasha, the Rashba, the Rabban, he asked the question, so then why was there a Churban by his Rishon? Right? Why was there a Churban Bayis Rishon? What were they punished for if there was no Meidor Rav until the Mice of Purim? So one of the Rishonim is, I'm not sure which one, is it the Rashba or the Ramban, that Enochinami, they weren't punished b'Torah's Tzivui, but they were punished, they couldn't have Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a schus given to people that maintain a certain standard. And like the Kuzri says, Eretz Yisrael spits out those that don't act accordingly. So, Enochinami, Mitzad the Chiyum, Enochinami not. Aber Eretz Yisrael is not soivul if you don't keep to those mitzvahs in the Torah. Same thing over here. Enochinami, they weren't punished for not keeping chesed because they don't have it as a mitzvah. But Eretz Yisrael can't be soivul what they were doing, and the male Eretz Yisrael spit them out. Vayivkach Elikim Eseineho, Hogar, HaKadosh Baruch, who opened up her eyes. Vatera be'er mayim, and she saw a well. Vatera v'tamale es achemus mayim. She filled up her pitcher with water. Chazal say, Hogar mikatne amona ha'isa. Hogar was lacking in amuna. She was worried about tomorrow, and that's why she filled up the chemus mayim. If she would be an emes dikem amenas, so then she would drink, and then that's it, and not worry about tomorrow. But she worried about tomorrow. She took the water with her. And if somebody says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Chazal say, harei ze mikat na'aman. So Rebbe Yelopyan, Zeichet Tzavi, the Kodesh Lebrach, he asks the question. She was in the desert. There were no be'eris around in sight. It's dry. And she knows that in a little while she's going to be thirsty again. So what's the pshat to call him? He can't nei amana. I mean, ain't soimchen al anais. What's wrong with making the ishtadlus? So Zokter Vel Yolopyan, from here you see that every single person, the tfiyah on him comes as him as an individual of his madreig. Hagar, she was the wife of Avraham Avinu. She grew up in the house of Avraham Avinu and Sarah. She spoke to Malachim. She saw that when she didn't have water, she saw that a well appeared to her. All of a sudden, there was a nes, and all of a sudden, the Ber Mayim Chaim was created. And the Malach promised to B'Shem Hashem that her son's going to be Lagoy Godly, he's going to be a big nation. So she managed had a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Malachim. Lefi her Madrega, holding on to a pitcher of water for tomorrow, is Mikat Ne'amon. And Enoch and Ami, not everybody's mitzvah on that. Everybody, lufi their hasagas, lufi the way they were brought up. There's no one size fits all for everybody in Amunah. And there's many different madregas in Amunah. But every person, lufi what his hasagas are, there's a different fee on him in Amunah. I remember reading from Avigdor Miller one of his questions and answers. So somebody asked him, how much ishtadl should somebody put in for parnasa? How much ishtadl should there be? So he said that that's a question that he can't answer for the rabbi. Because there is no one answer for the rabbi. Every person has, number one, his egin hasogis, his egin madrega of emunah that he's capable of, his egin and needs, what he's used to being mistapik b'vuot. There's no one answer for everybody. But you see that over here, that everybody has a different standard of emunah, of what's expected of him, and everybody there today in a different madrega. The ma'aseh with the Satmar Rebbe is Eichet Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracha. And he was in the concentration camp. So somebody brought him two big challahs. You imagine what a treasure that was. So he cut off a piece of what he needed for today, and he sent it to give out to other people. So the people around him said, Rebbe, says, this could last you for who knows how long, like that. He just can't get rid of it. He says he doesn't want to be in the Katnei Amonah that has what to eat today, and worries about tomorrow. And the Brisker Rav, the exact same thing. Exact same mice happened with the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav, I forgot, I think it was in Warsaw it took place. So the day before Erev Yom Kippur, he had what to eat. So those that were with him told him that he should save for tomorrow, for Erev Yom Kippur to eat. He should save it, he'll have what to eat tomorrow. So he says, no, he doesn't want to be Mikatnei Amonah, he should give it away. And I said, they insisted. So they had it. The next day, somebody came to him with a nice challah. And he said, Rebbe, I had a whole platter of delicious fish that I brought you, but I tripped and it fell. And I wasn't able to bring it. But this I was able to salvage. So he told his mishpacha that was there with him. He says, you see, he says, if Taka, we would have believed and we would have not held on to it, then this wouldn't have, we would have had a gansasuga today. So he said, and they mamish lived it. It wasn't stam a chazal, a theoretical chazal. They mamish lived it. They lived with what they with what they learned. Now when Sori Imenu told Avram Avinu to chase away Yishmael, by Yera Hadover Ma'oid Ba'ene Avram, it was very bad in the eyes of Avram, Al-Oidah Benoy about his son. So Rashi brings down what was bad in his eyes. So Rashi brings down Al Shiyotza Latar Bisra, and he went off the derech, so to speak. Ukshutoi, and the simple shot is because she told him to send him away. So how you have to understand, Mishlema, the reason that she told him to send him away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him afterwards, Al Yeira Beinecha, you know, you shouldn't, don't feel bad. That he felt bad that his son went off the Tarvis run, did things wrong. He shouldn't feel bad. Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him not to feel bad? This is an aura that the Chiddush Yoharim asks. So the Imre Yema said, it's brought down in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that for everything that Goyim do bad, it's a Tayelus for Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, Al Yair Bein Necha, because his going off is La Tayelus. Your Iker, Ki Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. We see what's going on in the world today, the richest of the world, the richest of the world. I'm not even talking about those beasts, but I'm talking about the world that's demonstrating, and the poor, demonstrating for the poor cause of the Palestinians. They have no idea what they're talking about. Most of them are ignoramuses. People on the college campus are empty heads, mamish empty heads, that if they'd rent out the space between their ears, they'd make a lot of money. There's a lot of room, empty room there for storage. To hear that there are radio commentators that say, do not send your children to college. You're wasting $40,000 a year on rubbish, rubbish. And the guy was saying this. You know, they're empty as they have no idea what they're talking about. They have no knowledge of what's going on. But that's the way the matzav is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that matzav. It's zikr to be ma'ayur us. You can't be samech on anybody. And the more that they go off, the more of a te'elis it is for us. And that's the rechizot we should take from this. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, B'negedi Akeda, Rav Hanina ben Daisa says that ayah that Avraham Avinu was makriv, will yotze mimenu dover levatolah. The Efer of the Isle is the Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gidin, there were 10 Gidin of the Isle, connected the 10 strings of the Kiner of David HaMelech. The skin was used, Ezer Moisen of Eliyahu HaNovi used it, as his sort of like gartel. The horns, The left one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blew by Sinai, the shofar, and the right one was bigger, and that law said, Lo, when Mashiach comes, he's going to blow him. So what's the pshat in this? Like, what is the nekuda over here? That aisle, no, nothing went levatol. So Agadal Yo says, a gevaldige zach, mamash, a gevaldige yisoid. Chazal say, it says, Rashi brings it down, ani v'hanar neilcha ad koi, ad koi yezarach, until koi yezarach. What does that mean? We're going to go until koi yezarach. Zot this v'asemes. That when Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, he shechting Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the whole future of Klal Yisrael. The future of Klal Yisrael. And all the tikkunim of all the generations of being Megala the Kvod Hashem for thousands of years is going to be totally gone. Finished. Finished. Our tikkunim that Klal Yisrael is supposed to bring. So what's Tutman? So Avraham Avinu had to be misakin with this one Maisa, all of the Giluyim and all the Kedusha that would happen for thousands of years afterwards, he had to be Megala that and this Maisa over here. And he did it. He was Taka Masliya. So together with the Machshav of the Akedah and together with Shechting the Isle, he was Poyel all the Giluyim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Melech HaMashiach and all the Tanoim and Amirom and the Rishayim Yachayim. He was already Poyel at them. He had to be, because this wasn't going to happen. So he had to place in this Maisa all of that, all of those kavanas. So that's what Chazal say, v'neilcha ad koi yezaracha. This Maisa has to travel all the way till the end of days when koi yezaracha, when the gul is going to come. This Maisa had to take care of all of those giluyim. The soiv double was that Yitzchok lived. Aber v'machshove, Avraham Avinu was poil all of those things. Says Zogdor Gedal Yo. And that helped us. That now that everything was already Mesukim B'machshove, that paved the way for us that now we just have to do the Maisa and be Mitzdar of the two. Svasem has said, B'derech Melitza, Machshove Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzdar of the Maisa. It's the Machshove of Avraham Avinu, so that we put our Maisim together, that's like a Gufin and a Neshama go together. Avraham Avinu created the Neshama for everything, and we have to create that Guf. So that's the pshat over here when the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that the Afri of the Isle is the Yisoid on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That tikkun that comes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that comes from Machmas Avraham Avinu. When he did his Avodah with the Isle, with Yitzchak, he already set the B'koyach, the potential, and B'koyach HaMachshava. Same thing with the Giluyim that David HaMelech made with his Shira. That was already done way back then from the ice of the Akedah. So the Gidim of the behemoth of the harp of the same thing with the Karn of Maimon Har Sinai, Avraham Avinu was poiled the Machshava for that. And the Shofar of the Melech HaMashiach, the same thing. And that he also says is the Pshat. He more says that the Chamor that Avraham Avinu rode on, that's the Chamor that Moshe Rabbeinu rode on, and that's the Chamor that the Melech HaMashiach will ride on. And he had a pretty big Arichas Yom of this Chamor, right? But he says, nein, he says the Pshat is that the Pu'ula, the Giluyim that Moshe Rabbeinu made with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that the Melech HaMashiach is going to make when he comes, that was already done with the Chamor Shel Avraham Avinu on the way to the Akedah. He was poil all of the Tikkunim, Shtaka Bizoiche, to the Koyez Aracha, and the Melech HaMashiach, and the Lulu Shleim of the Meir of Yameinu, Amen.